This ain't even in the original.
I know.
Woo!
We on Cost Podcast. Oh, I meant Cast Podcast. We in this bitch now. What? What's the name of this shit?
Oh, this the Can I Vibe With Y'all?
Yeah, that Can I Vibe With Y'all? This that Can I Vibe With Y'all? This that Can I Vibe With Y'all?
Let's get it started. Let's get it started. Let's get it started. Let's get it started. Welcome to Can I Vibe With Y'all? My name is Kaza Wilborn, as always, Instagram, C-A-Z underscore zero. And welcome to Can I Vibe With Y'all?
Whew.
Before I introduce these gentlemen here, I gotta let y'all know we are in a real exotic location. We have switched it up on you people. We usually rep in Miami, Florida, but we took the trip to Boston, man.
In
the 617. Shout out my dogs.
That boy
dogs.
Came through with the swiftness.
How y'all boys feeling? Introduce yourselves.
Go ahead, man. I'm Don Johnsy. You already know what it is. He has been in our podcast before, the We Ain't Shit podcast, like the shirt he's wearing right there. So, you know, we're here to pay it back and pay it forward to our boy here for support.
Appreciate that, bro.
You know, one hand feeds another, brother.
Hey, I like that.
I am.
My boy be dropping bars nonstop.
Nonstop bars.
I am Steve Monzo. You can follow me at steve.monzo on Instagram as well as Twitter and Snapchat. Yeah, I'm excited, bro.
I really am, bro. Like, it's funny because y'all came on mine, and you came down from Boston down to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just in a different
just
location.
Just for his podcast. Just for him.
I feel like this is a business trip.
Right. Like you just had to come up here to handle business real
facts,
quick.
Facts. Facts. For sure. But for the people watching, if you don't see, or whoever don't see, I got the We Ain't Shit podcast shirt on.
The merch that just dropped.
This is beautiful, bro. It's comfy. I'm not even bullshitting just to promote them. I really like this
shout
shirt.
Out to your homeboy who just bought one, too.
Yeah, shout out my boy, Duchard.
Huh, you already know. Thank you, Duchard. That's
but
my
yeah,
nick.
This good stuff right here. This
Dookie right Shards.
Here. Dookie Shard.
Don't go diss the man.
You probably go hear this.
Nah, shout out to you, bro. Thank you. Appreciate
hey, before we get started, though, we got the Jameson on deck today.
Is that what this episode is presented
that
by?
J-Mo.
This
oh,
episode is brought to you.
If y'all are smart enough, the Jameson will tell you our exact location.
You know what? We actually about to get into that right now. As always, bro, we got a, you know, the unofficial sponsorship. The Jameson today. A couple facts before we get started about the J-Mo, I like to call it.
J-Mo.
J-Mo. It is the number one Irish selling whiskey in the world. In the world.
No cap.
Accounts for 70% of Irish whiskey sold in the U.S.
For real?
Think about the numbers.
70%. Wait, repeat that.
70% of
accounts
Irish
for 70% of Irish whiskey sold in the U.S.
That's a large number, bro.
That's
no cap. That is a large fucking number. Nah.
That's huge, bro. Fact number two, Jameson wasn't sold by the bottle until 1968.
Okay? What was it sold in?
Before that, you had to buy it in a cask, which is basically a barrel.
Yeah, a barrel.
Oh,
that's
my.
Real.
So, like, only rich people back in the day could drink that.
I mean, I guess if you buying the whole cask.
You got money.
You got money.
Yeah.
Off that J-Mo.
Yo, imagine like the times were still the same now. It's like you don't go to the store to buy a bottle. You go there to buy a barrel.
A barrel, bro. Like how that's you gonna walk out fire. With that? Like you get your horse?
That's
like,
actually like, fine.
No, that would be dangerous for so many people.
In 2020, they'll just have someone like assist you.
Basically. They'll bag it for you.
I don't know if you could bag a barrel, but
it's 2020.
Fact number three,
let's drop it.
In fact, I think this is four. We might. Yeah, I think this is four.
Well, this is actually my own personal fact that people in Boston really love that Jameson.
Yes, sir, we do.
Before I came here, like.
It's like the number one liquor.
If I could relate any liquor to a city, like Jameson in Boston, bro, it just goes hand in hand. But part of the fact. It is an Irish whiskey, so I had to, you know, get the demographics on Boston. The city of Boston has an Irish, or people with Irish descent ranging around 20%.
I mean, it's a big population. That's why Southie, and you hear that, all the wickeds.
The wickeds.
Dude, I packed my car down in Harvard Yard that she was
give me a fresh
wicked.
Lobster.
Yeah. Johnny, do me a favor. Go down to the store and give me some squares.
Hey, Johnny. Hey, Marty. Okay. You're bucking.
I can't find my car keys.
I can't find my car keys.
That's New York, though. That's New York. But yeah, that's the quick facts about the J-Mo. Let's get it started with a shot of clock.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
As always. Ooh, that's a, ooh, you heard that?
He's with the quickness. Look, he's trying to get drunk.
No, I just got to support my man. Shot of clock, what is you don't miss out.
It's a Monday for us. I don't know when this is dropping. This ain't my podcast. Usually I'm the one leading the mic, and I got to worry about topics and facts and this and that. And I thank God I'm just sitting here getting lit with no hesitation.
I'm not going to lie, bro. You doing a fantastic job of controlling this because I'm used to like reaching over, and you just doing it all for me.
I'm just, I told
secondhand
you,
nature.
I'm just so used to this.
You know what? I'm sorry. I gotta shout out Chris real quick because Chris, my other co-host, he is not here today.
Oh man, dog, Chris, no, seriously, if you would have taken this trip, it would have been a whole different story right now. I promise.
Y'all know Chris,
Chris
by
not
now.
Allowed in my house.
Yo,
shout out to Chris, man.
Facts, bro. This I didn't expect to be doing this, but you know, like I took the trip up to Boston. I'm seeing y'all. Y'all gonna be like,
he cannot leave without doing an episode with the We Ain't Shit Boys.
I told you, bro, it's business. It's business. But let's get this shot of clock going, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I see a little Bahamas cup here. You want that?
Yes, sir. Let me crack open my seltzer water.
Seltzer water. Ooh.
Ooh. You like the pop?
That shit sound pretty.
Snap crackle.
Hey, ASMRs.
I like the pop, no smoke.
I do ASMRs on my podcast.
What's that?
You don't know what ASMRs are?
I actually don't. Enlighten me.
You want to see?
Oh, shit.
Just stay quiet.
Oh, shit.
Your fans, your listeners will know what this is, right?
Oh, shit. Toasted to that, man.
ASMR yeah. For the boys.
Shot o'clock.
Yes, sir.
Delicioso.
Oh, delicioso.
I think we need a chaser with the other drink. You know, we always double fisted.
Can I get a little Jameson in here?
Of course, sir.
I know we're supposed to use it for shot o'clock, but like, you know.
So what you got going on today, bro? How you feeling? No, Dad, how you feeling?
I'm feeling great, bro. Honestly, this is a vacation for me right now.
I hope we made it feel that way.
So, I mean, obviously we haven't had many nights in the town, but we had like two nights in the town. You went to a couple different spots. How'd you feel about like just the energy you're coming out of the
first time in the bean?
To be real with you, considering we in a whole pandemic right now, like this shit is fantastic, bro. That place, Lolitas.
That was our first time there too.
That was a good time. No,
that's your first time there.
Oh, you been there?
I've been there many
times. Oh wait, Lolitas? Oh, I was thinking of Loretta's, bro.
Nah, not the brunch.
Oh, no, Lolitas. Lolitas. I've been there. I used
Miss
to sneak
Loretta.
I used to sneak in Lolitas with my fake ID when I was 18.
Legit,
yeah, bro. Small jit,
legit.
No, it was cool though, bro. Like it was packed. People there. We had our drinks.
Responsibly packed though.
Responsibly packed.
The homies almost left the homies for some bougie bitches.
I don't know who the homies are.
But them homies ain't right.
Nah, it's been cool though, bro. Like, tell me a little bit because y'all been here. I know you've been here about what,
six
like
years,
10 years,
Steven.
Six years,
and I've been here five.
So I want to get a little comparison between here and Florida.
Yeah, your listeners don't. We are not from Boston, by the way.
Right, you from Florida?
I was born and raised 954 Broward County, Pembroke Pines, Broward
County 954,
Today County, Miami,
954 305.
I done lived in Melbourne. Yeah, you know I'm from Florida. If I know about Melbourne, stop fucking
321. I actually lived in Melbourne too.
We lived everywhere, bro. We lived in Tampa, Orlando, Melbourne,
813-407, all of the above.
All of them.
To get back to what you're saying though, yeah, I moved here from Florida when I was 14. I'm 21 now, so
okay,
yeah.
So, which one gets the better grade?
Depends on what you're looking for.
Ooh, I see the face, bro. He gonna hurt the Florida people.
Yeah. I just didn't. Growing up wasn't so great for me in Florida. So, like, all right, let me keep it a buck. Like, Florida is like. It's dope. You know what I'm saying? It's dope because that's home to me. That's, you know
it's
what I mean?
It's just what we're used to, accustomed to.
Yeah. So, like, I lived there longer than I lived here.
Right.
But I don't think I would have found, is independency a word?
Independence? I think.
There you go. Independence. Yeah, I'm just trying to
keep
be
a short of independence.
I I wouldn't have found independence as fast as I did or as young as I did if I didn't move here.
Okay, okay. You know that makes sense.
So you could take that. You can interpret that how you want.
Bro, but I'm not no damn, you know, females be like loving the quotes. Everything happens for a reason. But, I mean, I believe that. I do believe that.
Did you read your horoscope today?
I'm really fucking with your vibes, man.
They're like, oh my God.
I don't know what's wrong with your energy, but it's like,
not really feeling it.
Shout out to the energy chicks, bro. I love y'all, yo.
Yo, energy chicks give you great pussy, though.
Oh, damn. You coming raw and uncut just like that?
Unless you don't want
you have the We Ain't Shit Boys on here.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, this a raw.
If one, if your listeners gonna listen to ours, they'll. Oh, I mean, man,
you haven't heard our first two episodes yet, but
no, I have not. I have not.
We keep it pretty raw. No
condom. So then you already know.
No condom.
No cap.
Yes,
big facts.
I lost my train of thought. What was I gonna say?
No, we were talking about my move here from Florida, John C.
Basically, my move here. You could tell the difference between me and Steven because he moved here when he was 14. I moved here when I was 18, a year after he moved here. So at the time when I moved here, he was 15.
You are 24 now, right?
I am now 24. Okay. So I moved here literally 2 days after I graduated high school, dude. Damn. Like 2 days, bro. I didn't even get to say barely bye to my friends.
Everglades High School. Y'all know what it is.
Yeah, I went to Everglades. So I graduated from Everglades in 2014. After that, moved up here. And ever since then, I got my first job when I was 18 up here. And that's the craziest thing, too, because in Florida, like, especially if you're a kid, you're not really depending on a job like that, you feel me? Or you're not even going out to look for one when you're in high school type of shit. Like, some people do, obviously, but I was playing baseball a lot. I was just focused on that.
Well, depending where you are in Florida.
Right, right, depending where you are. So, like I said, like, Steven, I moved up here, and Steven already had a job at 14, bro. I didn't get my first job until I was 18 years old, bro. So, you see the difference in lifestyles that kind of go. You kind of grow up a lot faster here. Only because you're in the city.
Well, and if you want to.
But like you said too, you were playing baseball too, so it's not like you sitting on the couch, you know. Just
right. I was just focused on something that I thought, you know, that it was for me. It was a passion, and that was what I was pursuing at the moment.
Right. Okay. That's understandable. That's fair.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Soon my dad said we were moving to Boston, bro. I left with the quickness. Like,
boy, it was over Florida.
Yeah, but he knows, but he regrets it now though, because he knows he would have wished he stayed a little longer down there and then moved up here a little later.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, like you said, it being up here kind of made you who you are now. And you're 21, bro. You young. I mean, we all young.
So that's a fact, but
super young, and I've experienced a lot. I mean, in my opinion.
Hey, that's fair then.
But yeah.
Shit, y'all boys wanna get into the first game?
Let's get it.
All right. As always, you know, we play the games on here. We bring the vibes. I'm sorry, real quick to what we were saying before. I know the show is called Can I Vibe With Y'all? But we not into that whole, I'm really feeling your vibes, man. We don't do all that.
Bro, but I'm seriously fucking with your vibes.
We just like to have a good time, bro. Have a good time.
Kazo, over some drinks. You know me, brother. Good time is my first name.
I know you.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
Hey. I can attribute to that.
First game. What is it? It's called One Word at a Time.
Ooh, what's this?
So.
I'm interested.
We got to tell a story.
Okay.
Taking turns, saying one word at a time.
Piece together a story?
Like some real first grade shit.
Okay, we're going to piece together a story, but it's going to be wild.
Oh, man, fuck.
It's tough.
But with one word.
But do we, no. Like,
are we supposed
to
tell each other what story we're trying to tell? Or
No. We'll start with the word. It's all improv, bro.
It's improv.
It's improving to make a whole story connect.
So I see the seltzer right now. All right, so say we start with seltzer. You say seltzer, I say is, he say the.
Okay. Got you. All right, go first.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
I don't even know. Yo, Tarzanay. Yeah. Give me a random word.
Random word. Just throw out a random word.
Chest.
Okay. Go with it.
All right, we'll go you next. We'll go this way.
Yep. Go ahead.
Chest.
Vest.
What?
I know. I know, nigga. I just didn't know what to say with chest.
We just put chest a sentence
is. All right, is. Go.
Okay.
There you go.
Chest is
hairy
and
bald. It's hairy and bald.
What?
Yeah. It's hairy and bald. John, you got to confuse them.
No. Make some sense, brother.
All right. Let's start with the normal word. Yeah. I say the
world
is
crazy.
And.
Oh, fuck. It's fucked up.
Yeah, fucked up. So.
Oh, shit, it's me. We
are
going
to
stop
this
violence
and
arrest
Breonna
Taylor!
Murderers, bitch, you better get that shit cracking!
That nah. almost seemed like we set that up.
That was straight improv.
But
while we're on the topic, please arrest the killers, the murderers, bro, that killed Breonna Taylor. That shit gets me so hot, man.
That shit gets me so hot. I said assault because I knew that I was going to throw it into that bag.
It wasn't even supposed to be like that.
But that's what it is. God, we just had to get that message across. Ways. We can play the game still and go with another
Let's go another round. Let's go another round.
Round two
of this story.
Two and a half, round one and a half.
Johnson, go ahead and start the word.
She.
Can't.
Fuck.
Like.
Me.
But.
If.
She.
Can.
Then.
Her.
Boyfriend.
Gonna.
Leave.
All right, keep going.
LOL.
Period.
I thought we were gonna get freaky. I was trying to like set it up.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 2 minutes. We still got like a minute and a half.
I was trying to get shit like
you gotta. Oh, we're supposed to tell a whole story for 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
All right, let's keep going. We're really bad. But let's go.
We're fucking up.
We're saying sentences, not stories. We need to go with a whole.
It's supposed to be a sentence, but create a story a little bit.
Okay. So let's just keep going.
But just say whatever comes to your head.
All right. I started the last one. Steven started this one.
Together,
we
will
defeat
violence
and.
I almost said something I shouldn't. That's why.
Nah, it's okay, bro. It's all right.
I didn't want to say that on his podcast.
Nah, I mean, we'll keep it raw, bro. We'll keep it raw. Next round, we'll go raw. Oh,
man. Damn, what was the last word we ended on?
Together, we can defeat violence and. Mm-hmm.
Y'all going racism. On some serious notes. I was trying to be on some like some joking shit.
Me too.
All right, let's start the next one.
But these are all facts. It is don't get this twisted, my nigga. Get rid of racism.
You can see where our brain is at on this Monday.
I'll start with she. I'll go she again.
All right, she topped
me
and
my
homeboy
while
she
had to wop.
Sorry.
Oh shit, yo!
In the parking lot,
I'm too goofy for this game, bro.
That's why it's good, though.
It's hard.
I'm way too goofy for this game, especially when a mic is in my face, bro, and a camera.
I mean, it's not easy.
No, but if she got that wop, she got the wop. Nigga. You can't even say nothing.
It's just weird saying one word. Like someone says something.
Girl, you fucking with a big ass dick. Oh,
relax, son. Yo, relax, kid.
God damn.
Y'all ain't hear Safari's remix?
No, and nobody's trying to hear it. No one's trying to hear it, bro.
Kaz, play Safari's remix.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
Play Safari's WAP remix. It's called Bad Big Ass Dick.
Go ahead. I haven't heard that shit, bro.
So
we gotta give the people what the streets is feening for.
Yo, for the niggas who want to be with the females with the WAP, you gotta have the bad. The bad and the WAP go together.
Certified freak, 7 days a week.
Hold on, yeah. No, she don't. Pull out game week. Plan B. Plan B.
Hold up. Yeah. You fucking with a big ass dick. $1 million only fans with this big ass dick.
He said $1 million.
Yeah.
With this big ass dick. Yeah, relax. Sorry. Right, okay, relax.
Why, John, you're homophobic, brother.
Yeah, he said $1 million only fans.
Why are you homophobic, brother?
It's not about being homophobic.
So what do I got to relax about? It's just a song. We listening.
I fuck with that beat, though.
You didn't have a problem with WAP? Did you have a problem with WAP?
No, I did not have
Why you have a problem with Bad?
I just don't need to hear a nigga like singing that. In my ear.
I'm sorry.
You hear many niggas sing in your ear every day. You listen to men music.
Not about their big ass dick.
Hey, so you're homophobic.
You right
no.
Now.
So I just don't personally want to hear that in my ear.
You're homophobic. What's wrong with it? Why does it bother you?
I'm not. It doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother you?
At all.
So why did you tell me to relax?
Because I just wanted you to relax. I feel like you were hyped.
I'm going to let this go, but I'm just giving y'all a glimpse of who my brother is for real. Y'all don't want to know.
Y'all don't. Oh, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not homophobic, but like I like that.
It was a vibe. What's wrong if girls was wet ass pussy and this nigga?
The WAP beat. That was the WAP beat. Besides the beat, I'm just talking about the lyrics. Did you like the lyrics?
I don't think he even listened to WAP.
I did.
Oh, okay.
But it's like, if they can talk about wet ass pussy, then we can talk about big ass.
Yeah, John C. Are you going to listen to a whole song of a nigga saying, girl, you fucking with this big ass dick?
If he made better music, if the music was actually good, I wouldn't mind.
You would listen to it.
But maybe.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm not saying if I'm in the club, this shit come on. Big ass dick. Look,
she know what I'm Kaz know the vibes. Put it in her hand and asked me what
I was taking. Me tell I said Manayadman.
Manayadman.
Wait, what did he say? What?
He said Manayadman.
She put his dick in her hand and she said, what are you taking?
Manayadman.
And he said, I'm a Manayadman.
He said, man, a yard man. He said he's a yard man.
He's a yard man.
He's Jamaican, that's why. He's a yard man. Oh,
okay. You know them Jamaicans be wildin'.
You know what a yard man is?
I don't. The big ass dick.
All right.
No.
You see.
No cap.
Nah, it wasn't. It's not a big ass dick. Damn.
Pause.
My interpretation of it, just through like context clues, you know what I'm saying, is like usually when they say that I'm a yacht man means like I'm a savage, like I'm you know what I mean, like I'm just I'm nigga. That nigga, like you know what I mean.
Shit, I gotta pick up. What would they speak? Patois. I think Jamaicans speak patois.
I think, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm saying it right. I love culture, though, bro.
I love Jamaicans. I love my Haitians. From 954, shout out my Zoe. Salute to all my Haitians.
954, 305, Broward County, Dade County. I don't even want to shout out the 561 Palm Beach County.
POH the gang, you know where we... No, let me not rap.
Hey, I hope you know in a couple minutes we're going to get a little... Cause you,
I'm not freestyle.
While we here, I gotta let the people know you a rapper, bro.
Nah, I'm an artist.
You a rapper? You an artist, bro?
Yeah, I'm an artist.
That's an even better term for it.
Hey, stuck. Can I promote myself?
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely.
Hey, stuck in my ways video up right now.
Find that for me, please. But we gotta play that too.
Stuck in my ways video out right now.
Just dropped yesterday or 2 days ago.
2 days ago.
2 days ago.
Yes, sir. Go run those numbers up, man. Give me a like. Subscribe, comment, let me know what's up. Again, I always drop snippets, and I got my tape, Birth Control Baby.
Birth Control Baby.
I'm trying to put that out in the next few. I'm working. It's a lot. So
I really like that name, especially. You gotta say the story for this, because I know you said it on your podcast, but the people gotta know the origin behind that name.
Self-explanatory, you know. My beautiful mother was on birth control.
At the time.
After she had Jauncey, because she wasn't trying to have another kid till Jauncey was about five, she said. And she missed one pill. Yeah.
Just one.
And yeah.
So you a birth control baby. Mm-hmm. I like that.
I'm a birth control baby. I wasn't supposed to be here, but I made it. Gotta be your reason. I love getting
God
faded.
Is good.
If I live this life forever, maybe one God day I'll be fit. I mean, not, bro. I'm telling you, I got it for you all day.
What do you got?
Let's play that though, bro.
This is Stuck in My Ways by Steve Monzo.
Steve Monzo in the building.
Dizzy
Flocka in the building.
Go run up these numbers right here.
You won't get copyrighted for this, I promise.
I know I won't.
You can play this whole song.
I own the rights to this song.
The official video is out now on YouTube as well. All right, give him a live performance.
You feel good when she faking the love on me. I'm Cloud 9, we both on drugs. Yeah, we live life, we ain't get no fucks. Now you gone and I can't give up this feeling. You walked out my life and I ain't been the same. Ooh. Since that day it's been rain, no sunshine, just pain. Cloudy days ain't gonna change because of you. I'm tired of playing these games. Mm. Back and forth, we started off good, now I don't even know what you want no more. I'm calling you and you ignore this type of shit that I get for falling in love with a whore. All the time you testing my patience, all the love that I give it been wasted, and everything that you did it was tasteless. Only because of you is the reason it amazed.
Yes, sir.
Stuck in my way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Stuck in my way. Stuck in my way.
It ain't no way.
Harmonize that drum.
Fuck the fame. I'ma show you I'ma make it.
Fucking beautiful, bro. Fucking beautiful. Shout out that boy Steve Monzo. Go follow
Steve. You're a fucking legend, bro.
Go support your local artist, bro.
I appreciate you, Kaz, bro.
Of course,
let me put all my shit on here.
Listen, bro, y'all, I feel like...
See, you want me to freestyle, bro. I'd rather give them written to show them...
I'm not saying you gotta show them real talent, though.
I'm not saying you gotta do it now.
No, I'm saying when the freestyle segment comes...
He's spitting a written.
Yeah, I gotta spit a written, bro.
That's okay. But it's a hard written.
Because I like, bro, you better than me with that. You better than both of us with that. So, like, I just like to have talent on here, you know, and you got it, bro. I like to showcase different talent.
Appreciate it, bro. Thank you.
Of course. But let's get a shot of clock, man. It's about that time.
Shot of clock. It's about that time. On a Monday. Listen, I came
J-Mo
home.
J-Mo time, baby. We in Boston. Listen. 617 is what you drinking, bro.
That's Erico.
I came home. 617.
617.
I came home from work around like 3 o'clock. As soon as I walked through the door, Kaz put the fucking bottle in my mouth, bro. Pause.
Come on, bro. Don't do that,
Steven.
Bro.
You're not even on your own pod, and you still getting the pause moments,
bro. He do
listen.
It
he
to
got
himself,
the We Ain't Shit Boys on here. This is a collab, so I'm bringing a little bit of us.
Listen, we gotta showcase the shirt while we in it, man. Y'all boys see it.
Y'all see it. And this y'all see the merch,
bro. I don't.
I promise you. As soon as you got your merch going on, yo, we rocking it.
Bro, I can.
Look at your dumb ass. Listen though, if you are rocking with this shirt that Kaz is wearing here, plus we have a back emblem on there. You can't see it,
I could do a little.
Yeah, you could do a little bit of that. Right, but if you fucking with this shirt that Kaz is rocking right now, honestly, please come hit us up.
$25. You pay or you leave.
It is $25. Well worth it. Will not shrink. Great
quality
material.
T-shirt, bro. I promise.
Great material.
You. Every time I go out, I'm not even joking. Every time I go out in one of these shirts, bro, I get a compliment. They're like, "Oh, what's that?"
I like it, bro. Like, this is my first time in my life wearing a mint shirt. For the people that can't see this.
And that's why I got that color. It's honestly one of my favorite colors and the most low-key colors, bro, that is my favorite color.
Bro, this is like a mint green. And even, like we said in the beginning, my boy Duchard, he said, colors. I want the mint.
Yeah, the mint's fire.
I like this, bro. I look like I'm black too, so, you know, I look like a mint chocolate chip ice cream, you know.
Chocolate chip mint.
A whole snack
cream,
out here.
No cap.
Hey, shot a clock, shot though, a man. Clock, let's man. Give it. Let's salute, get it y'all going. Boys.
Mm. Yo, Kaz, I appreciate you. We usually pod on Fridays, right? So, like, we usually have, like, a Friday vibe. Mm-hmm. But you bringing me the Friday vibe on the Can
of course,
I Vibe
bro.
With
we
y'all.
Bro, we got to do this, man.
Off the strength.
We got to do
I
this.
I appreciate
Unfortunately,
this,
you know, I wanted to come up on Friday. You know, nigga had to work.
It's all
but
good.
I'm here now.
Hey, you got bills to pay, brother.
Hey, that's how it is.
Get it all how good. You live, that's people. Get it how you live.
Let's take this shot. Let's take this shot.
That's a pretty sound. Ooh. Y'all can hear the jitters.
You know, yo, listen. Is it a fact or is it not a fact that I was the one who introduced Kaz to that Irish whiskey Jameson?
Bro, that is a cold, hard fact. I never drank Jameson in my life, and you came down to Florida, bro.
I had to do
you
it.
You had
to
two
him.
Bottles.
Two.
And the thing is, I can drink anything. I'm not there. There's like one or two things. In
but
the
it's good whiskey. Like
it is.
It's good whiskey, it bro. It better than Maker's.
That was the first time you had Maker's, right? Yo. Yeah, that was the first time you had Maker's, right?
Yo, I promise. No. I'm sorry to count. I'm sorry.
Wrong ones. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry to the Maker's brand, bro. That will never be on this show. I
ever.
That shit was
that
disgusting.
Is not.
Get that sorry shit out of here.
Listen, Jorge, shout out to Jorge, but he introduced me to Maker's like 2 years ago, right? And when I first tried it, like all the way till just that day, literally till that day, it was not that fucking bad. But it's like That whole day, bro, we were drinking Jameson.
Yeah.
That whole day. And then, like, we just switched to Makers, and I was like, oh, nah, bro, this shit is rough. Terrible, bro.
Shout out to the Jameson one
Go
more
get
time.
You some Jameson.
70% of the Irish whiskey sold in the U.S., Jameson right here. We got that.
There's a reason Makers ain't on that list, brother.
It's not Irish whiskey, but yeah, it's
Makers. Makers. You're not gonna fuck with me. I'm not gonna fuck with you.
Makers ain't Irish. What's that?
No, it's not. I don't know.
I think it's from Kentucky, right?
Yeah, it's like somewhere here in the U.S. Bro,
that's why. I'm sorry for the people in Kentucky. If you ever listen to this, I don't fuck with y'all.
Fuck Kentucky.
Niggas don't even know what's in Kentucky.
Ain't Jack Harlow from Kentucky? Sorry, I'm bringing hip hop into you.
No, that's cool. That's cool.
He's probably from like Lexington, Kentucky, or some shit like that.
Actually, what's popping?
What? I kind of want to
brand new
that up
whip just hopped in.
Hey,
woo! I got options. Mm. I can pass that bitch like Stockton.
Yo, where he from?
Back with the remix. Oh, shit, these boys from? On my
okay,
son's
okay,
like.
Okay. I don't know shit about Kentucky, but he from Louisville.
Louisville.
And like, I feel like I will fuck with the city of Louisville.
I definitely feel it's a big city.
It's a big city. You know, Louisville. I think of Bryson Tiller. I think of the Louisville. What are they? The Cardinals.
Yep, the Cardinals.
That's St. Louis, though.
No.
You're talking about college.
I feel like it's a good place to be.
Sorry, bro. I don't know nothing about NCAA.
You know what I'm saying.
I don't even watch sports no more, bro. Ever since I stopped playing sports, I'm just into hip hop and media.
I feel you, bro. But let me get that real quick.
What's poppin'? Who you? Brand new whip just hopped in.
What? Yeah.
I got options. I can pass that bitch like Stockton.
What's poppin'?
I'm spending this holiday locked in. My body got rid of them toxins.
Sports in the top 10. Yeah.
Put the ball in the end zone.
Put a bad bitch in the friend zone. Ooh.
This shit sound like an intro jet song. Give me that tempo.
Ooh.
Cool, he'll fool with the shit. Told her don't let her friends know.
You know she not.
The remix is so much better, though.
The remix really is. I'm not gonna lie.
Give him the remix. 2 seconds. Two seconds, please.
Not for us, though. You can cut it out. We're gonna cut it out.
Literally. The way he just came in.
These boys all my sons like Phoenix. My city and state never ever seen this. Jimmy Neutron, I'm a young boy genius. On a futon, I'ma give her that penis. When it's just done, I'ma fill up arenas.
Ooh, like Gilbert Arenas. Shoot my shot, I'm still with the demons.
Ooh, I keep it throwing. I got five chicks in New York, that means one in each borough.
Oh, shit.
I'm in them pocket like bro. When I'm back home, no, they treat me like Robert De Niro.
Oh, shit.
I didn't talk about butter.
Ah, shit.
Hey,
put it in now. I got 1 euro. What'd he say? Zeros on zeros on zeros. That what my bank account balance say. I do anything that no. What'd he say?
I just got a check from a shoe company.
Nah, I do anything that New Balance say.
Oh.
I got her a plane ticket. Fuck it, bro. I'm too tipsy for this shit.
I'm not gonna lie. I think you ready to spill a little something.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Give me my phone. Where's my phone?
Oh, yeah. Do it to them.
Are they ready, though? Are they ready?
I feel, bro, every time, like, it's only a handful of times I've seen you freestyle, but every time I ask you to, you like, you know, I can't do it, bro. And then you come in and you fucking
Should I play Tell the Truth?
That's your song?
That's a song that's actually going to drop, like, very soon.
Yeah, of course.
I think I might drop it.
This weekend.
Play that, bro.
Yeah, I think I might drop it this weekend.
Play that.
Yeah, let me just connect to the
Switch connection real quick. All right.
Switch connections. If you want to disconnect real quick.
Hey, in the meantime, take a little sip for the people, man. For the people at home listening, whether in your car, whether in your crib, whether you're at your girl's house, at your man's house, at your mama's house, at your daddy's house.
At your side nigga house.
Drink.
Yeah, if you're at your side nigga house, trust me, I feel you. I was a side nigga.
Definitely. This is the type of podcast you listen to with your side nigga.
And shout out to the side niggas out there. If you with your, you can't even call it your man, girl. But if you with that girl, get a little drink. Toast up real quick.
And make sure you being a good side nigga to her.
Please do. Because I could tell y'all about the art of being a side nigga for real.
The side nigga is not a bad gig. I'm not going to lie.
It is till you catch feelings, bro.
And then that's your fault.
That's a different topic.
That's your fault.
That's a different topic.
Oh, shit. Let me not bring my personal issues into this bitch.
It's all right, bro. It's the wrong cut.
All right. So this right here, I'm about to drop soon.
What's the song called?
Tell the truth. I'm most likely, I don't know when your audience is going to hear this because I don't know your schedule. You know what I mean?
They're going to hear it at one point.
But this song may or may not be out by the time y'all hear this. Most likely, it's out by the time y'all hear this.
Okay.
So,
drop it, bro.
This will be on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud. you name it.
I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you.
This is one of my singles off of Birth Control, baby. Look, Kaz, I'm not playing with this tape, bro.
I know you're not, bro. I believe it. I believe in
you, really,
bro.
I really
you,
bro. Do this music.
I'm going to say on camera, on mic, I believe in you, bro. I support it.
Thank you, bro.
Of course.
Nah, but I really do this music shit. Like, I really do.
I believe you.
But you heard this song, Tell the Truth.
Yeah, he heard it the other day. I was riding in the car with you. I played.
You heard it.
Okay. I didn't know the name of it.
So you fuck with it or not? Keep it a buck.
I do. I'm not going to say the...
Why are you pressuring him? What if you thought it was trash, my nigga? And he's just telling you right now.
Well, I would like him to say that. That's
well,
what I'm saying.
I remember... I'm not going to say the chorus now because I got to hear it first. But I remember being in the car and I'm like, damn, that's just stuck in my head.
Oh, yeah?
Said, I can't say it.
We got it right here.
When the part come on, I'm going to say it.
Hey, we could play all that you want. There's no copyright. I own the rights to this music.
Yes, you do. I'm with the boss himself.
No way, Jose.
Yes, sir. Steven, yo, this tape, honestly, I'm super excited for you, my nigga, because honestly,
it's been
a long way, bro, and yeah. I've been telling you, keep pushing, my nigga, and finally, you're making some moves, bro.
I mean, I just feel like I got to get it done, and more so than that, I just feel like everything I've been making lately, recording lately, is like what reflects Birth Control, baby.
And your actual thoughts, though, like what you really feel.
Bro, keep pushing, dog. Don't worry about it. Boiling
water after school to shower. I was too young to understand. Just knew this life was ours. And every day from a young age, I second.
Oh.
We fucked up here.
Yeah, you heard it.
That little clock. Lock.
That's just the intro.
We'll get it from the beginning, actually. It's better. We'll get it from the beginning. Listen, this is all on all streaming platforms. Soon, I'm pretty sure once they hear this. This is Tell the Truth by me, your one and only Steve Monzo.
You know what I'm saying? POH. Boiling water after school to shower. I was too young to understand. Just knew this life was ours. And every day from a young age, I second guess my choices. My brother was 18 with a baby. Relationship was crazy. But through that jungle, bitch, we made it. Not to think of phases. My parents raised three men that hold their own. Even if at times we lazy.
Try not to think about it on the daily. Cause every time I do, I lose a little meat. My soul just to tell the
listen
truth.
Writing all my wrongs one day at a time. When I'm depressed and taking drugs, the only thing on my mind. I love music cause I let it out. My thoughts had me stressing out. But soon as I reached the edge, all of a sudden I'm crazy now. They said I'll reach the top when it's the right time. But time will never be right for me if I don't write time.
I buckled up and took that ride. Put my feelings aside. I dropped out. Now my mind is filled with anger. For some time I was lost. I just can't blame nobody else. All of this shit is my fault. Boiling water after school to shower. I was too young to understand. Just knew this life was ours. And every day from a young age, I second guess my choices. My brother was 18 with a baby. Relationship was crazy. But through that jungle, bitch, we made it. Now to think of phases.
Hold on, I gotta give him second
like
verse. I gotta give him second verse. This is my favorite right here.
Go ahead, play
it. I lose a little meat into my soul just to tell the truth.
What? Nigga, tell the truth.
Tell the truth. Look at how your choices left you starving, eating struggle food. I done had my chances to do better, but ain't wanna do it. Wanted to be rich without putting in work.
Even with a serious song,
you feel
alive.
But always hated the church. I told myself that I was worthless till it started to hurt. For all the nights I stayed alive instead of taking my life. I'm sorry, mama, but your youngest son be having a fight. Rolling with demons. Everything I thought I needed, I did it. I'm exhausted from all these voices impacting my feelings. My life's a mission, but I wouldn't change a thing, my nigga.
I'm hard. Body, I can go through anything, my nigga.
For real.
Boiling water after school to shower. I was too young to understand.
I'll fuck with it, man. I'll fuck with it. I gotta hit that one more time. Yo.
That's Tell the Truth dropping.
I wasn't gonna say the chorus before, but you said my brother was 18 with a baby. Relationship was crazy.
And that's a fact. My nigga.
That really happened, bro. I don't know your brother personally.
That whole hook happened.
I feel like I
this,
know
our whole
know,
life
know,
happened.
Your brother, your cousins, bro. I'll be listening to your podcast. I feel like I know y'all.
No, you know us.
And that's the goal too.
And we haven't said this, bro, but for the people listening,
nah,
y'all
can we pour another shot?
Let's get a shot of clock.
Let's do a shot of clock while we talk.
Keep talking though.
I like how you say shot of clock. Shot of clock. Let's get a shot of clock.
While we talking. But what was you saying though?
Shit, you made me lose my train of thought again.
Fuck. So, no, you was going, you was talking about, like, you know, sorry, us sorry, from, sorry. Like, our podcast.
For the people listening, man, y'all, I really claim y'all as my, damn, bro, you don't have to fill me up like that. Y'all are really my cousins, bro. I feel like it.
Nah, like, bro, Kaz, I fuck with you, nigga. Like, real like, talk.
Even when we did the podcast a couple months ago when you came down to Florida, I was like, damn, bro, I feel like I'm with my fam right now.
Yeah, no, no, let's keep going. Let's not.
I'm sorry. But like, I was like, damn, I feel like I'm with my fam right now, and now I'm back over here.
My nigga, you're family, bro. At least to me. Like,
you should feel like that.
Listen, when I went down to Florida, it may not seem like it because of the way we're talking now. That was the first time we met.
It really was. It really was.
The first time we met.
But it
didn't feel that way.
Y'all too, but yeah.
Us too.
Yeah,
us
but, too. But even in that moment, bro, I feel like I already knew you.
Yeah, me too.
And like, bro, we did the whole show together. We was at the bars.
And it just felt like we went out all natural, night,
got
like,
drunk as shit.
Drunk as shit.
Yeah, yo, you're my dog, bro. Like, no, for real. And
dap me up on camera.
While you're here, let me tell you for real. And this ain't even because the alcohol is real shit. Like I told you, bro, you in our house, and I gave you my bed, and that's not like that's not to boast me up, but that's just like. To show you the level that I fuck with you. Like, bro, like, when you in my crib, this is your crib. Don't ask to go to the kitchen, grab water, grab juice, food, whatever. Like,
you especially, know, if I fuck with you and like, you come to my crib and you keep asking me that, I start to get offended. I'm like, my nigga, like, I feel like we should be closer.
Yeah, word, like.
But I get it, though, because when I go to other people's house, I don't be doing that either because I was taught right. You know what I mean?
You was sleeping in my room and I knocked this morning. You were like, come in to my own, like, that's the type of respect I got for you.
And bro, like, I told you last night, bro, like, just come in, bro. Because I'm in your house, you know.
Yeah,
y'all the ones being hospitable.
It don't even matter, though, bro. Like,
but if you watching this, I hope you feel the love, feel man. Me? If you the side nigga with your girl, give her a little hug, give her a little kiss, you know.
Man,
And even if
if you don't eat your side, I'm sorry.
See, what is he going to say?
If you don't eat your side girl's booty, you is not a real side nigga. That's just my opinion.
You can't be a side nigga unless you eat ass. Is that like a requirement? I want to know is that a requirement for side nigga?
Absolutely. Listen, because that chick made you a side nigga for a reason, right? It's because you're her escape, bro. You do what her husband or boyfriend can't do.
He's not lying, though.
He's not lying. He's spitting straight facts.
So
right
it's like
no cap.
So you got bro. You gotta eat the booty, bro. Women love that shit, and a lot of niggas like John C. be sleeping on it, and a lot of my cousins be sleeping. Bro, you gotta eat the booty, bro. It's delicious. One, two, two. That's how you keep your shorty. Yo, y'all laughing, but I guarantee every woman listening to your podcast right now is like, I fuck with this nigga.
I believe it, bro.
Listen, and
you know what's crazy? I've never eaten booty in my life.
You're missing out, brother.
I already know, bro. There's some girls out there that are like, oh
bro,
my God.
Once you eat booty and you see the reaction on the girl's face, bro, you're not going to stop. I promise you, you won't stop.
It's a different
world for them, bro.
I don't doubt it, but like.
I believe you, right.
Bro, for me, I'm sorry for the ladies. I'm offended, whatever, but I have to personally watch you take a shower.
Yeah, you have
me,
to at
bro,
least shower.
Like,
no, absolutely.
I have to know your booty hole is. Picture perfect.
Nah, absolutely. You're not gonna invite a girl over and then just eat her ass off the rip. Like, it's like,
unless you're okay.
So, what do you think about the niggas who are doing that?
I mean, do you? I don't judge.
Okay.
I don't. But at least for me, the times I've eaten.
I'm judging you. For you niggas eating steak booty, you nasty as hell, niggas. Let her shower, bruh.
At least for me in my situations, like, I've always ate booty on like the sleepover tips, so the girl showers before bed, and then we end up.
But
fucking.
it's like people you fucking with.
Yeah, I don't eat random booty.
Okay, I was about to say random booty. If you eat a random
booty, one night stand booty.
No, but if you're a side nigga. Yeah, no, I'm not eating no one night stand. I'm not eating coochie on a one night stand. Let alone booty.
Okay, I'm glad you clarified that.
If I'm eating coochie, you're my girl.
Yeah, like. Not necessarily.
But
it just can't be the first time I'm ever hooking up with you.
It's someone you're fucking with.
Someone you're fucking with.
Exactly. And that's the same thing with me eating ass. Like, I gotta be fucking with you. Like, we fuck often.
See, for me, if I'm eating some cooch, I'm fucking with you. But if I'm eating booty, if I'm eating ass,
I better love you.
You're married.
I'm married, bro.
I better love you.
I might not eat ass till I'm 30. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh
I'm gonna have to be married.
Yo, can I spit a toxic record real quick?
Oh my god, bro. Jesus.
Bro, we still didn't take shot o'clock.
Oh shit.
We were supposed to take that.
Oh shit, no,
we were supposed to take that 5 minutes ago.
Alright, just before we leave the whole freestyle hip hop, we went on this whole rant of booty coochie eating, like.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, but for okay, y'all didn't hear the first two episodes. Mm-hmm. But around 40 minutes, it's usually demon time.
Around 40 minutes.
This, we can get into demon time.
We in demon time right
this
now.
This freestyle can start demon time, I promise.
We in demon time.
Well, it's not
right
a freestyle,
now.
It's written, but.
No, we started demon time. Oh, this the demon time? The freestyle's
let's
gonna keep going.
Demon time, man. Let's get it.
Hey, so this is demon time. This is my first time into the Can I Vibe With Y'all demon time. Let's take this shot. I wanna start it off with my toxic ass record, because I'm a toxic ass nigga. Cas, yes, you know me.
I know.
Yo, just play it, bro. Let's take this shot and we're gonna do it. Let's take this shot.
Get that real quick.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm, the clanks is what's nice.
Listen, we chasing shots with mixed drinks. Chasing shots with mixed drink, bro. You cannot do that, brother.
Shout out to the JMO, the Jameson. The Jameson is officially gone.
Oh, is it? Oh,
it's officially gone.
We gotta go get more, bro.
Nah, we're good.
We got a little something down there. I can't bring that out yet.
You know what I mean? Oh, we do have a little something. But at that point, it's mixing. Y'all down to mix? Y'all keep the vibe going while I look for this beat.
Listen. Let's drop the bomb on him, man. As long as the people here, we gon' mix.
We here. Yo,
we
I got the beat.
Mix that shit.
Hey, listen.
This is gonna be dangerous.
This is my little toxic record. I'm just spitting.
Oh, you're
it
starting
for y'all.
Demon time?
Listen, I'm starting demon time. I haven't recorded this yet. This is one of my songs on the tape. I'm giving your people an exclusive, bro.
Bro, give it
super
to them,
exclusive.
This ain't even recorded.
On the Can I Vibe With Y'all podcast?
People, I love this because of y'all, so thank you. Give it to
for
them.
For sure, thank you.
A Steve Monzo exclusive on a Can I Vibe With Y'all podcast. Let's get it started.
Yes, sir.
Ready? 10 a.m. just got a text from the shorty. Told me if she ever made me feel worthless. I'm sorry, I just been having a hard time with my soul. Took a minute to reply, but when I did, I say Can't take care of your problems, but come over. Let's sip on some margaritas and sip on some Coronas. We could fuck all day, fuck all night. Forget about your problems, just leave in the morning. You'll be all right, I said. Soon as I gave a dick, she confided me. I got her soaking wet, ain't put no time in it. To tell the truth, I told a lie. Spread her legs and rub the thighs, and I got in it fast, nigga. Lay down next to me, tell me why you sad. Complain about your boyfriend, how he don't give you no time. And you looking for niggas like me just to fill your void. This life I'm living is like search and destroy. I catch no feelings, I'm knocking these hoes like dominoes. So I catch a nut and kick them out, it's like adios. This shit is crazy, I wasn't raised this way. And it amazed me how these stupid ass bitches can change you and make you feel like every single one of them the same. Guess I'm childish, guess I'm still growing from all this pain. I'm so close-minded cause a slut left me with mud on my face. It crippled my life, it's a fucking disgrace. Listen. 10 a.m. just got a text from the shorty. Told me if she ever made me feel worthless. I'm sorry, I just been having a hard time with my soul. Took a minute to reply, but when I did, I say I don't care about your problems, but come over. Let's sip on some margaritas
and sip on some Coronas.
We can fuck all day, fuck all night. Forget about your problems, just leave in the morning. You'll be alright, I said. Soon as I gave a dick, she confided me. I got her soaking wet, ain't put no time in it. To tell the truth, I told a lie. Spread her legs and rubber ties, and I got in it fast, nigga. I'm sorry, I got selfish for a minute. Just wanna let you know I'm here to listen. But I ain't one of these niggas. I come with baggage, you gotta mind your business. Cause shit I do ain't gotta answer to you. I had some issues from the past that I keep bringing with me. Stay to myself to avoid attention. I pass them after I fuck, cause I'm quick to catch your feelings. But I'll never give a fuck about them. I'm doing, yeah, that's all I'm gonna get, man.
Spit on them.
You make me upset, bro.
I just had to give him the start of demon time.
Make me upset. I wish I could rap like that.
Listen, lay down next to me. Tell me why you sad. Complain about your boyfriend, how he don't give you no time. And you looking for niggas like me just to fill your void. God. This life I'm living is like search and destroy. I catch no feelings. I'm knocking these hoes like dominoes. So I catch a nut and kick them out. It's like adios. This shit is crazy. I wasn't raised this way, but it amazed me how these stupid ass bitches can change you. And make you feel like every single one of them the same. Guess I'm childish because I guess I'm still growing from all this pain. I'm so close-minded because a slut left me with mud on my face. It crippled my life. It's a fucking disgrace.
Misogynistic.
Jeez, bro. Bro.
But facts.
I told y'all at the beginning, man, you was going to have to freestyle. And I even said I was going to join you. And now you set the bar too high.
Yeah, dude, the bar is way too high.
You set the bar way too high, bro.
Don't say that.
No one can freestyle, though.
Bro, when I be trying to rap, like, my words be stumbling. You just like, you flowing, bro. You dominoes, I knock him down, a little slut. Knock him down.
I'm like, nigga, what?
No, it's not.
It's not fair.
It ain't nothing like that. Y'all can still freestyle. It's just those were like songs that I really sit and I write and I think. I just because you already told your audience I'm an artist. I don't want to just freestyle because it don't do me justice.
I feel you.
It don't
feel
do.
You.
I mean,
we 50 minutes in, bro. They know who you are by now.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
And
you lead the way though. I feel like I'm taking over your fucking podcast,
bro. It's good to have y'all here, man. Like this is a welcoming show, and you know this is only third episode for anyone who comes in. This is a welcoming show, bro. It's not just me. I'm not trying to be just interviewing people. Like I want whoever is viewing, whoever is watching, to get to know whoever's on, bro.
Absolutely.
Like it's not like you know. Well, what do you do for work? where are you from? Where are you born? I want to talk about real shit on here. This the Can I Vibe With Y'all podcast, man.
Ain't nothing less.
We doing this on a Monday.
I'm lit.
The people don't know when it's going to drop. I don't even know when it's going to drop.
I'm over here sweating lit.
I know. Dave, I'm sorry. I'm going to tell y'all now, too. I'm sorry. We going to have the shot o'clock. We're going to have the drinks on every time.
Yep.
So whoever come on, they're going to get a little saucy.
When you get on the Can I Vibe With Y'all podcast, it's different over here, bro.
Saucing a nigga got a saucing on.
And saucing a nigga harmonizing.
Rest in peace, X. Facts.
What's up, though, Kaz? What's up, bro? What's
up? Start going. What's up?
Another one.
No, like a random one. Like,
oh, okay. So
it's that time of the podcast.
Listen, I'm trash at freestyling. I write my music. Bro, y'all heard. Y'all know what I could do.
I promise you, bro. You better than us.
Nah, bro.
Usually, you know, we played our first game. I have a couple games set up.
If you had a couple games, let's get into another game. Why
no,
not?
No. I'm saying, like, this was my second game.
You're freestyling right here. You go first.
I go first.
I wrote to this beat, so I'm just automatically might just
this
sit
shit
that.
Fast as hell.
Ready?
You want something slower?
You switch sides. Don't ever think you could play me.
He wrote 20 steps
ahead of anything that you've been thinking lately. I've been on the road. They say moms will just take it easy. Impossible. I can't go without. That's why I need it. Bitch, I'm greedy. She sucked me dry and got rid of my demons. I fucked her off and now it's on the daily. She wanna see me. Hold up. Let's take our time, little baby. I'm loaded up. I'm getting drunk. There's no red wine, little baby. Crushing Fontos in my raw papers. Burning spliffers just like I'm Jamaican. From 954. Shout out my Zoe. Salute to all my Haitians. POH the gang. You know how we play. South Florida where we stay. Anywhere I'm good. My gangsters running last round these states. I'm good for real. Homies ain't got no chill for real. Straight up. They silent still. Took that over. They sealed the deal. Hold up. Paranoid from all the smoke. She popped a pill while we in traffic. Her head fell in my lap and she starting to choke. I don't
Yeah, you can
it's too fast for you.
Hold up. Cause you wrote that shit, but I'm not about to slow up. Yeah, I gotta slow. Got a slow flow, but I can go real fast, go fast on these hoes. I can really catch that flow, and I really get this dope. And I'm out in fucking Boston with my fucking woes. Yeah, hold up, yeah, with my boys John C and Steve-O. Shout out Monzo, cooling in the fucking crib, bro. And they got the drink in the double cup, about to fill it up, about to do it right. Coming down to Florida.
Said, we got the double cup, about to fill it up. We out in Boston doing big, yeah. And we vibing up, no matter if there's a pandemic, boy, we got to live it up. We don't give a fuck about nobody, we filling our cups, getting drunk. Yeah, I'm feeling these vibes. We on the Can I Vibe With You podcast on Disguise. Cause I do my thing and they can't see me till we put it out. And I
cause that's a fact, cause we need to put it out.
Yeah, we put it out. No
and I'm
fine
out for and your bitch. And I'm looking for
so good, I ain't pulling out. I said her pussy so good, I ain't pulling out. Fuck around and have a kid, it's 2 years old, I'm father of a year. I don't give a fuck about nobody, fuck out my ear. I don't fuck about my ear.
Alright.
Yeah, it's father of the year, he ain't got that.
She called me father of the year, cause I stroked her real good.
We can go acapella cause we in the fucking hood. We can do it all night like a real nigga shit. We can rap on the shit. We can do a real hood cause it's Can I Vibe With You.
Cause it's Can I Vibe With You, nigga. This is what it should
be. Messing up his words, bro.
I promise you, this is the most lit episode you had.
It might be.
And Chris, your co-host
ain't
here.
I'll let the people decide, man.
And Chris, your co-host ain't here.
I'm sorry, Chris. I had to come here and do it. I told him, okay. I'm going to come to Boston, bro. I'm going to get the episode. Because we're trying to do like a male-female scheme. So it's a guest show, you know. So we started
After another. So you want to have a female guest right after?
We
want to
have a female guest right after this.
Okay.
So we have my brother. We have my girls, Rasa and Nia.
We can record episode 2 right now. Get the girl.
Yo, but like this was fun, bro.
It was fun. This was fun. We an hour in.
I wasn't even trying to do a little outro like this, but like I'm having a good time.
It's your podcast, brother.
Bro, it's straight vibes here.
Vibes.
Can I vibe with y'all? I hope you did that. You got your mission accomplished.
That, bro, that is the point of the whole series, bro. Like I said, this third episode, I want to keep producing, bro.
Absolutely.
I want to keep meeting people.
Listen, we're on episode 14. You got to catch up, brother.
I got to say real quick, when y'all came down to Florida, I already wanted to start a podcast for like the past year. But y'all came down to Florida, man, and I was like, bro, I have to start this, bro. Like, this shit is too fun. Like, I enjoy talking to
you. It's fun.
Like, I don't feel like I'm in front of a camera right now. I don't feel like I'm in front of a mic. Like, I just feel like
that's how it's supposed to
I'm
feel.
With my dogs, bro. I feel like we in the car just freestyling and, like, just talking shit. Like shout out this, the We Ain't Shit podcast. I wish I had that name.
Yeah, appreciate you, bro.
We ain't shit.
No, your name is fire, though.
Your
name is fire.
I'm not going to lie with you. All right, so honestly, I haven't, in the first 3 episodes, I haven't really disclosed, like, why that's our name. So y'all going to hear it here first.
Give it up. Exclusive. Because
I was going to ask you, too, so I'm glad you're doing this now.
So Chris knows this, too. You know, like, being down in Miami, bro, you know, we like to go out. We like to hit different clubs, meet different people, blah, blah, blah. And, like, that's my nigga, man. That's my nigga, Chris. And bro, every time we go out, we just all dancing. We really just vibing. That's how it is. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, people come up to us, and they'll just be like one girl actually said, "Can I vibe with y'all?"
Oh, that's why.
You know, like, and we will get that a lot, like, cause like when we go out, we like to, you know, just be in the middle, just be in a circle, just doing our thing, vibing, chilling, bro. And we've had that happen so many times, and we're like, yo, like. And I'm not even trying to, like, you know, brag about it a little bit. Like, we just be doing our thing, and people would be like, "Can I vibe with y'all?"
That's fire.
So if you got that saying to you, it's meant to be.
Kaz, you that nigga, bro.
Stop it, bro. Stop it, bro.
Dead ass, bro. It's dead ass.
I'm trying to keep it humble right now.
All facts, no gas.
But for real, like, I just want to get different people on here and just, you know, experience our energy. You know, Chris couldn't be here today, but I appreciate y'all boys coming in.
I appreciate you.
We appreciate you, bro, for having us.
I appreciate y'all. I'm in your house right now, bro. For
the people. Yes, sir.
Listen, you see it right now. This is not our original setup. This is their house. We in Boston with it, man. We drinking the J-Mo. I gotta shout y'all.
Finish. Yo, I'll go to the store and buy another pint if y'all want to continue going after this. Hey, I don't care if it's Monday, nigga. You on vacation? You got a flight to what?
Listen,
New York?
Listen, I'm going to New York after this, then back to Florida. But the people don't know we stepping out tonight.
Oh, we are
City boys.
We
City boys with it.
We stepping out on a Monday.
City boy with it, nigga. City boy with it.
Hey,
come on, nigga. City boy with it.
No cap.
No cap. Hey, for real, what, bro? What was that song called? What was it?
No cap.
No.
The song? No cap.
Are we outroing? What are we doing?
I think we outroing. We can get a little outro.
Man, yo, I love your audience, brother.
It's crazy, bro, because we don't even have an audience right now. But I still
no,
fuck
you, no, you no, do,
you do, you do, nigga. You know a lot of people,
bro. Yes, you do.
I'm trying,
nigga.
Bro.
I've been to your house parties, bro. You have an audience.
Don't talk about the house parties right here. <bro. laughs> I'm going to tell you now, my mama listened to this, bro.
She does? My mama, I'm talking crazy.
Oh, we've been talking hella crazy on here. Okay, but
before, like,
Mama Kazo, I'm so sorry, yo, Mama Wilbur. Oh, my God. We are disrespectful,
yo,
dog.
Yo, for real, I got to say this. Before we officially end it, I told my mom I was starting this. She is my biggest supporter.
Shout out to her, another, for real. On the real, though, shout out to her.
Because you, mama. For real,
moms always are, bro.
My mom, she only know my friends from like high school. She don't know who I met because when I went to college, I moved away from home.
Right,
and you so decided she, to meet. She don't really know my friends from college like that, so she be wondering who I'm with. Like she even now in Boston, she like who you with. But like, mama, I got good friends down here, man.
Even though we've been shout talking crazy, mama. Man, we're just young. I'm sorry.
I'm talking crazy. What's her name? I'm sorry.
Maria.
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 Maria, Mama Maria.
Maria.
If you're listening to this, I'm Steven. What you're hearing from me is behind closed doors. I promise I got so much respect for you, your son. Bro, do listen, not listen to me.
You don't got to explain yourself to mama. She know how it is. She know. Keep it round.
Nah, but shout out to your mom, though, because my mom's the same
with yeah, our she podcast, listens to bro. Our podcast like, and everything, too, man. It's
see, my
it's
mom, really my mom's old, so she don't know how to go search for the podcast. So every Saturday when we drop, she goes, send me the link.
I know how.
Because she don't know.
I heard your mom on y'all podcast. She got the Herbalife going, bro.
Yep, yes, yep. Sir.
She lost, what, like 20 pounds?
More.
Shit, like,
I lost, better, bro. I lost 25 in a month and a half, bro.
Bro, that is, you told me that yesterday. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
John T used to be super. I used to be. I've been cheating on my diet, so don't listen to me.
Nah, but for real, like even when y'all came to when you come in June to Florida.
Yeah, and I was 238.
And you what 215 now?
Yeah, like 213 now.
Bro, that's fantastic. It's August. Yeah, bro.
I started at
that's fantastic.
I was 236. I was 232 when I went to Florida. I'm 213 now.
Bro, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. I encourage y'all boys to. Keep
I've been cheating going, though, man.
It happens, bro. Nobody's eating fucking salads and chicken breasts every day.
Legit.
That's not how it is.
I went to the store to try to buy some chicken breasts. I came home to more junk food leftovers.
And I'm not going to lie. The drink don't help. I know that. I know.
It's all right. Bro, you're here. Kazo here.
Exactly no
bro. Like, I gotta celebrate either way.
You got
I'm out in Boston with it, man.
So what but we let, doing?
Let's get that to end there real quick. Hold on. Where'd it go? Oh shit, I forgot you were connecting. My bad, this not the outro, yeah. We still got with it.
We got to get it right here.
What you wanted, that instrumental?
Yeah.
Let's get that, we started with the instrumental.
So do you want to outro it? Let's outro it.
Let's outro it. Oh, I'm sorry.
With the instrumental on there, no?
Get the Instagrams too, drop your Instagrams for the people.
So my Instagram is Don_JohnCy, JanCey. Don underscore John C. You can find our podcast at was.podcast on IG, Facebook, Twitter, all that. Was.podcast.
Yes, sir. My name is Steve Mouser, man. I don't like to do too much talking, you know what I mean?
Just drop your IG name for the people real quick.
You can follow me at steve.monzo, like I said in the beginning. Everything's appreciated, bro. Every like, every listen. Absolutely. I appreciate you once again.
Absolutely.
For putting us on your podcast, bro.
I appreciate
bro.
You bringing the good energy, man. And once again, I am Kaz, CAZ_0. And to follow this podcast.
Can I vibe with y'all?
That's it. Can I vibe with y'all?
And I'm definitely knowing y'all getting the vibe out of here. So stop playing, bro. You capping if you're not.
Quit playing with our man. Turn that shit up.
No cap. No cap. No cap.
What?
We getting out of here. So can I vibe with y'all? Can I vibe with y'all?
Can I vibe with y'all?
Can I vibe,
can I
with,
vibe
y'all?
With y'all?
Can I vibe with y'all?
This is the outro and we out of here.
And we out of here.
Yeah. Nigga said we out of here. We in space. Out of here. In space. Out of here. We in space. Out of here. Can I vibe with y'all?
Yeah. Can I vibe with y'all? We out of here. This the outro.
Yeah. About to hit the city. About to fuck with these hoes.
Fuck with these hoes. About to drink some more. Close the door. Cause I don't like niggas looking when I'm fucking though.
Can I vibe with y'all? Can I vibe with y'all?
Can I vibe with y'all?
Can I vibe with y'all?
Yeah.